voice in the afternoon.
Let me challenge you a little bit on that.
This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Yay, glad to be back with you, glad to be working. Would love to talk to you most of the time. So hopefully we'll get that done sometime in the future. And you know what? You know what? The point is I just really love to work and I love to talk to you. And I was so inspired by yesterday's conversation. We're going to be talking to Sustainable Dave in the next hour. And right now, let's talk about the heat. Too damned hot. Yes, it is hot. It is now official. We have tied the record. We are fried. It says, when I love the DenverPost.com's headlines. 134-year record tied will soon be fried. Just consider it a done deal. Today, Denver will meet a heat wave record set in 1874. I told my nephews today. It made me sound smart. It was so good. Anyway, happy birthday to my nephew, Brennan. He is 18 today. He hopefully will be our guest if he remembers, on Friday. He's going to talk about what it means to be a new voter. I told him today, I said, so have you? He goes, already did it. He's already registered to vote. That's how excited he is. He's voting for the first time in this landmark historic election. 2008, it is. And I would love to talk to you. The convention's coming up. We'll talk about how apparently some tickets are going to be going to Obama's campaign to you. You don't only have to promise your undying love via the website. You can volunteer to hit the ground running in Colorado, where allegedly Obama has some ads running. Now, we know who has some ads running, and we're going to play some of them. And we're going to talk about Mr. John McCain's speeches. Senator McCain has been in Aurora. He has spoken. We have clips, thanks to Rick Ashton's hard work. Thank you, Rick. And we're going to talk about it, because here's what he's doing. You know, and I'm going to borrow a phrase from the New York Times editorial page. The McCain campaign having taken in the refugees from Karl Rove's playbook. You know, Karl Rove may be subterranean and working for Fox News Network. But he's still back and ready to party with his bald-headed minion who's working for McCain and making his impact, because the nasty ad after nasty ad after nasty ad. Forget about taking the high road. Forget about not questioning his patriotism. Forget about it. And you know what? This is the August surprise. Forget the October surprises. They come in August now. Beware the tiny feet of August that are creeping up on us. It may be July 30th, but it is August. And that's when swift boats happen. That's when the attacks happen. That's when they started rolling people off the voter rolls if they hadn't done it before in all the states where they stole the election in the year 2000 and 2004. So just know that stuff's not over. It is not over, and it will never be over until the people elect somebody who rejects those kinds of tactics. Now, here is Obama's dilemma. Barack Obama's dilemma is this. He has made his name. He has made his bones as a politician. And believe you me, if you read articles, particularly the most recent one I can think of is in The New Yorker magazine by Ryan Lizza, that talks about how, you know, this guy knows politics. He's elbowed his way up through one of the toughest places to succeed in politics in the nation, Chicago. Chicago, Chicago. It's kind of a tough town. And it is a tough town. And he has made it. He has worked his way up through juggling between independents and people who supported the Daily Machine, because there's two different factions. He negotiated. He worked them both. He negotiated that terrible territory. So, and I know why he's trying to appeal to people as a politician who isn't really a politician. I know why he's doing that. I know why he continues to be the kind of person who wants to be above the fray. But I don't think you can do that. I really don't. Not if John McCain's henchmen are going to stick you in an ad with, you know, and you almost have to laugh. It's so ludicrous. They have stuck Obama in an ad with Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. Don't fall off your chair. Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. Because now Obama, is he ready to lead? Because apparently his only ability is to become a celebrity. How tacky, how grotesque, how sad. This is a man who was taught at the University of Chicago Law School. This is a man who has been the editor of the Harvard Review. This is a man who has been a community activist in Chicago. This is a man who's been in the state legislature in Illinois and who won a Senate race that many people didn't think he could do after he had lost to Bobby Rush for the House. So you know what? This is a travesty. It is. No disrespect to Brittany or Paris, whose principal capability seems to be to get into trouble. But, you know, this is really pathetic and sad. This reeks of the nasty, roiling, smelly underbelly of the evil tactics used by Karl Rove and his henchmen, who is a descendant, after all, of Lee Atwater, who, by the way, full disclosure, used to play guitar with my cousins, and they said he was quite an affable fellow. But Lee Atwater, maybe because he was a nice guy at one point in time, repented on his deathbed of cancer what he had done to the American political system. And unfortunately, his legacy of nasty, dirty, mean-spirited politics lasts to this day. I'm not saying politics is beanbag. I'm not saying it hasn't always been nasty in the United States of America. But don't we deserve better? Don't we deserve a true discussion of the issues? And I am going to talk about John McCain's issues. One of his issues is this man who was smeared by the Bushites, by the Rovites, by the creepy people who ran the campaign in the year 2000, who maligned his own dark-skinned daughter as being black in the netherworld of South Carolina politics, and helped McCain lose the primaries that were crucial for him to win in the beginning of his launch for presidency in the year 2000. This man has now thrown all those scruples, all those decisions to the wayside. This is the man who is really the true inheritor of the Keating Five scandal. This is the man who shows his true colors now. John McCain's colors aren't true blue. They're red and yellow. Red and yellow. Red and yellow. And the reason that they're red and yellow is because this man doesn't have the guts to stand up and say, oh yeah, I'm going to be a jerk and run the same kind of nasty, mean-spirited campaign that was run against me. No, he'll never admit it. He'll pretend he's running a high one. And you know what? The press so far is letting him get away with it. It's despicable and it's disgusting. But that's not going to help. What tactic should Barack Obama use? Should he come back with tit-for-tat ads? Because that forces him to let them set the agenda. They're salivating for that to happen. Here's what I think he ought to do. He ought to run an ad that says, John McCain, advocating for a better kind of politics, swore he wouldn't question Obama's patriotism. Then why is he running those nasty, dirty, negative ads? Is it because he has broken faith in his charge, pledge, which he made again today in Colorado, his pledge to have no new taxes when he's been very ambiguous about the payroll tax? And then show McCain talking about the payroll tax, saying he may have to hike it. Say, John McCain, from the Straight Talk Express to the lying sack of nonsense, John McCain, who has decided to be the Low Road Express. Thank you, New York Times, title of your editor. The Low Road Express. That's where we are. We are on the Low Road Express. So how can the challenge to Obama's people, and believe you me, I'm sitting here going, this is why I'm probably not well paid as a political consultant. But I'm sitting here going, well, actually, I probably could make money doing that. But anyway, it's like, you know, why aren't they running ads that say, Barack Obama, honest to the core, worried about, and now we're going to pick on somebody because they're doing well? Whatever happened to the American way where you're allowed to rise on your own merit? You know, they don't care about merit. They don't care any about that. They care about winning, and they will fight as dirty as they possibly can. So you know what, Obama? You didn't worry about what your supporters would do if you voted for FISA. You didn't worry about how it would look if you fudged on campaign funding your campaign the way you did. Then don't worry about your promise to be a different kind of politician. Mud it up, dude. Suit it up. Put on your helmet. Put on your pads, because this is contact sport now. That's what this is. This ain't soccer anymore. It's great to be clever and to bounce it. Isn't it basketball either? By the way, their lies and their ads are so awful that I'm just going to rail on them most of the show today, probably. We're also going to talk to Sustainable Dave next hour. So if you have questions about how to conserve energy, how to sustain, how to reduce, recycle, and reuse your garbage, stand by. Dave's a great fun to talk to. He's coming aboard. We're going to be speaking to him for as much time as you want. So make sure you get your questions ready if that's your principal concern of the show. But right now, share with me, what should Barack Obama's tactic? You're in Colorado. Have you seen any of these McCain ads yet? Have you been privileged to see them? And have you seen, more importantly, because allegedly Obama started running some counter ads, started running some response ads. Now, I'm not, my nephews hadn't seen any today, but they don't really watch television anymore. So, you know, they're the young crowd. I'm talking about those of us who are, say, 28 and above. Have you seen any ads? Have you seen anything? Have you done anything about it? And if you're, you know, younger, I don't want to exclude anyone who's younger than 28. If you're younger than 28, does this kind of campaign work with you? And let me tell you something. If you're younger than 28, the election now rests on your shoulders. Because if these guys get really, really nasty, Barack Obama a lot of votes, I'm afraid. Now, I don't have the gnawing belly horror of fear that I had when I saw the Swift boat ad. I don't. And the Chris Crossy and the sailboat ad of Kerry's. I don't have that same feeling of, oh my God. But this is bad. This is bad. They're rolling them out, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming like a steamroller. John McCain may be a caterpillar, but what he's really doing is trying to run a steamroller over Barack Obama. How are we going to stop it? 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Marriott Show. Glad to be filling in once again. Once again, it's 303-713-7600. Scott Boylan's coming up next with Progressive Traffic. I would love to talk to you about this. Evil ads. Karl Rove. He's back. What do we do about it now? And have you seen a counter Obama ad? I have not. Let me know. Talk about it.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world. But is he ready to lead? With gas prices soaring, Barack Obama says no to offshore drilling and says he'll raise taxes on electricity.
Shot of higher taxes.
Higher taxes.
More foreign oil.
That's the real Obama.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Yeah, and he's looking stalwart and true and patriotic. It's so, Britney Spears and Paris Hilton in the opening part of that ad. It's on CNN, it's on the WSJ, it's on everywhere. It is running in rotation in 11 swing states. Those include Colorado, by the way. They are going to go after him as hot and heavy. It is August, honey. It's the August surprise. He better not think about taking any time off. I know they were talking about it, but this is really scary. They also have released, the RNC released a pop parody video this week. They're going to go after him every single way they possibly can. This is the October surprise, now coming to you in August. They have figured out that if they have a longer time to beat up on somebody, they can ruin the convention. They can ruin it. And I don't want them to do this. I do not. I cannot. I really, today I started... I can't even imagine the idea of having to live in a country that's still run by Republicans in 2008. I really can't. And I'm not threatening to move necessarily, but if this happens, our country is going to be in such desperate, desperate straits. And, you know, we're going to talk about sustainability, and we're going to talk about a bunch of things today, but this is just not... goodness, we have to fight back right now. So I want to know if you've seen an Obama counter ad. George in Cheyenne, welcome to AM 760 and Mario's show on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hello. Hi, hello.
It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I think Obama really, really cannot afford to drag his feet on this.
Nope.
I mean, he's going to have to step up, and he's going to have to do it quick.
So do you run tit-for-tat ads, or do you say, oh, John McCain going for the gutter once again? I mean, what do you do? Do you know what I mean?
All he basically needs to do is be realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, McCain leaves himself open so many times. McCain's voting record is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
McCain has flip-flopped so many times. McCain has voted against veterans' benefits so many times. He's got so much ammunition he can use against McCain. But I'll tell you what, as they spin this, this is like the tip of the iceberg, or isn't even the tip of the iceberg. This Republican backlash, this conservative con, neocon backlash, is something fierce. Read the book, What's the Matter with Kansas. That gives you a real good hint of that.
I've interviewed him, Thomas. I can't remember his last name now, but yeah, Rick? No. Well, I'll look it up. Anyway, no, he's amazing, and he's right. It's why would people vote against their economic self-interest? But they will. Look at how many people think that people in this country think that offshore drilling is a great idea. Let's do it. It's like they will fall for the simplistic lie, and it drives me wild. It is just not. It's Thomas Frank. Thank you very much, Rick. It is just not to be born, really, because it's a pig in a poke. It's a pig in a pork barrel. It is terrible policy. Tom Hartman today will give you a – I get to listen to him a little earlier than you do. And he'll say something today, something like, we need to off the addiction of oil, on with clean energy in America. You know, just have a soundbite mentality. Every single, 927 group, let's get out there, get out there and say, okay, here's what's happening. We are going out. We are saying clean energy for America. No to oil drilling. Show pictures of the Santa Barbara Beach. Show people why it's bad. Show them the Exxon Valdez. Show them. Tell them, then put up facts. It will take 10 years to get anything out that it will last for 4.5 months. Just put it out, put it out, put it out, put it out, put it out. Because people, they are going to be using the short okie doke on everything.
And we ought to start drilling for more oil at home, including offshore. We ought to start drilling.
See?
Senator Obama opposes that.
See? They're going to hit this every single time, and look how quick that's said to say. Yes, go ahead, George.
I mean, we need to educate the public somehow and just keep pounding away.
But short.
Like a grassroots movement,
That's what I'm trying to say. Off addiction to foreign oil, on with clean energy in America. It's got to even be quicker than that. It's got to go clean and green, USA, USA, clean and green, USA. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like, get rid of this now.
Where's this stuff being organized? I mean,
Oh, it's organized. They totally work together. They're not supposed to. Independent groups aren't supposed to. But, the Swift Boaters were telling, they were totally a creation of Karl Rove and everybody else. They had their dirty fingerprints all over it. Please. Let's just get on with it. And let's have the Obama campaign doing it. Let's get 927s, all of you, right now. If you really care about it, every environmental group in the nation, right now. If you've got those kind of groups, then get busy. Start running the ads right now. Blanket America. This is too serious. We cannot lose again. We really just cannot. And by the way, there are some stuff coming out about voting machines that's really scary too, which I'll be talking about either Friday or on Jay's show next week. We have to wake up, pay attention. We have to be ever vigilant every single second of every single day from now until the elections and then beyond. Thank you very much, George. Paul on a cell phone. Welcome to AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hey. I've got the greatest idea. I think he needs to start becoming more Clintonian, and the first step would be putting Hillary on the ticket, because I think that he could stay pristine and clean and above the fray, and she knows how to do the politics the way the old school used to do it. And I think that would be...
Old school, nasty. Yeah, and all of those guys, they're the best writers in the business. It's the economy stupid. It's economic stupid. They should be doing it right now. It's John McCain, economic stupid, I mean, they've got it. It's the pollution stupid. It's the easy answer stupid. Whatever it is, I know they have got to do that. But I don't know whether Hillary is the best choice. That's my problem. I like Hillary okay. I think she's a great infighter. I think she's wonderful. But I think they will use that as if you think Karl Rove had, they had a playbook. They've already got the ads cut to go after her. And they'll just switch it. They'll go after Hillary and Bill. They'll go after Obama. They'll go after Hillary and Bill. They'll go after Obama. Every day, every way. And plus, that will shove money into the system. The Republicans, who have been sort of tightwaddish before now, will pour in. in money to this race to keep Hillary, because they know that Hillary will run in 2016 and she'll probably make it. So they will keep, they will try to keep this out. Believe you me. Now, I don't know. You might have a good idea. I don't mean to entirely shoot it down, Paul. And Rick, back in the studio, I'm not sure who's in Denver. I can't remember the name. So Richard, thank you very much. Richard, go ahead. Richard,
hello?
Red alert. What's going on?
Yeah, we were just talking, or you were just talking about the ad against Obama, comparing him with Britney and
Paris Hilton.
And talking about if we've seen any other ads kind of countering that. There's a really good one on progressiveaccounting.org.
Progressiveaccounting.org?
Progressiveaccountability.org.
Okay, progressiveaccountability.org. Okay.
It more or less shows Britney being interviewed by some celebrity interviewer,
uh-huh.
and she's talking about the president, and more or less just batting around saying, I think we should just do what the president wants and not bother him and let him do whatever, you know. And then it cuts to a shot with McCain, and he's got the same expression on his face, and it shows him being interviewed by one of the talking heads on the Sunday shows and asking him, do you support the president? Yes, I think, you know, basically he looks just like Britney, you know, so he has the same expression and everything, so it kind of shows, like, who's the real Britney here.
Cool. ProgressiveAccountability.com. Good. Excellent. But you know what? Obama has to run some hard-hitting ads, too. They do. Now, should they run attack ads? Do you think? Oh, I guess you're no longer there. All right. Do you think they ought to run account ads, rather attack ads? The Obama campaign I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, I think they should actually answer everything that McCain throws at him. They have to, you know. I think Kerry kind of said, you know, this is so ridiculous, nobody will fall for it because it's so stupid. And they did.
Yeah,
you know?
He was so bad. That was so bad. It was really, 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 really awful. You're absolutely right. It was awful. Now, this is from the Center for American Progress and Media Matters. I'm going to go ahead and look at the ad. McCain defend, and I'm going to look at it now. I've got it up. It's got the same shot of Britney, I think, that the other ad has. But what I'm talking about, are you seeing anything on the TV in Colorado?
No.
Because allegedly...
I'm actually in Wyoming, so...
Oh, okay.
But I haven't seen very many Obama ads, period. I think they need to step it up a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got George was in Denver and Richard was in Cheyenne. I got it now. Okay,
I am Richard from Cheyenne.
I gotcha. I just transposed your name and your cities. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You know, the thing is, I really, really, really want to see if ads are showing up in Colorado. So I'm putting an APB out for anybody who has seen a counter Obama ad. Apparently, he's running ads today in 11 markets. Have you seen it? Is it working? It's kind of an issue-oriented ad, but I'm wondering whether it's going to work. 303-713-7600, or does the Obama campaign has to drop the patina of, hi, it's politics in a new way, and say, oh, they got dirty first, let's go. 303-713-7600. Scott Boylan's coming up with traffic on the Mario Solis Marich Show. I'll be right back with more of your phone calls coming up.
Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know, and be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do.
Do you have confidence in the president and his national security team to lead the war at this stage?
I do. I do. I have confidence in the president, and I believe that he is well aware of the severity of the situation.
Yeah, see, not as hard-hitting, not as well-executed, but okay. I mean, it's okay. John McCain and Britney showing the things back and forth that, you know, Grampy McSame is the same. But what they should do is go, John McCain, move in from the straight talk to the low road express. Just do it. Just do it. Get after them. Go negative. Go nasty. Do not be, oh, hi, we're going to be above the fray. We're going to be fine. Nope, time to take the gloves off. Aaron in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, how are you, Aaron?
I'm well, Aaron. You?
Good. Hey, first off, I'm one of the independent swing voters.
Ah.
So, and here's what I have for a concern. I guess I would rather see Obama put ads out that contradict what McCain is saying about him than to try and
out McCain?
Yeah.
Yeah, know, no, I would
and,
too.
And bash him. And the reason I say that
so,
is...
So you're talking about response ads, but don't you run the risk of being totally driven by their agenda?
Well, here's my concern, is I'm originally from South Dakota.
Okay.
And Governor Rounds, who's the current governor in South Dakota, basically mm-hmm. got his position because of a smear campaign that went on between the leading Democratic and Republican candidates. He was 20, 30 points behind in the polling when they were getting ready to elect the governor. And he won because the residents of that state were so sick and tired of the horrible ads that were going on between the two leading candidates that they just decided not to vote either one of them in. And,
wow.
And he won. And I really don't want that to happen. I mean, I know it's, you know, you're comparing a gubernatorial race to a presidential race, which is a lot different, but
yeah.
I really would, I mean, if there were a strong and viable and well-known independent candidate, for example, that was running for president, you know, he could
well,
be picking up.
I think Bob Barr may weaken John McCain, say, in Georgia, for example, but he's running for the Libertarian Party, and he is from Georgia and used to be a representative there. But your point is well taken. Here's where I agree with you. I think the Barack Obama campaign should run ads that say, why does Barack Obama oppose offshore drilling? And I'd show John McCain going, reduce taxes, do the, you know, take the oil tax away, take drill, 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 and then just go, why does Barack Obama, in his very calm voice, show him speaking, why do I oppose this? Because it's false. It's a falsehood. It will take 7 to 10 years, according to the American Petroleum Institute, because it won't work, because it endangers the environment, and because we need to make a new, clean, green America, because yep. we need new industry for our country. Now, yep. that takes, I don't know, I didn't time myself, but that's roughly 20 seconds. Do that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But use his strength, which is to be calm, unflappable, and informative and passionate.
Right.
And if you use all of those things combined, you can really take the sting out of this petty nastiness.
Exactly. And I agree. Right now, I'm in a position where I'm voting for Obama.
Good.
And what I don't want to see is I do not want to see these two going back and forth at one another and
throwing
the punches for the next 3 to 4 months with negative ads.
Yeah, see, and if Barack Obama also said, why did I not go to visit the people in Landstuhl? Because the Pentagon said it might be too political, and because I had visited the war injured in Baghdad. Did you know that he had visited the war dead in Baghdad? He had.
No.
He did. He just didn't advertise it, and he didn't drag the press there. But McCain in his ads is making it sound like Obama didn't even bother to visit injured troops. He did, in Baghdad, where it's more dangerous. And I'll guarantee to you he didn't let pictures be taken of him running around, you know, in protective gear, showing how macho I am, visiting the troops. Nope, he didn't do that. 303-713-7600. Why? Because he's infinitely more honorable, apparently. But that's not going to get him elected president necessarily. So I agree with you. He has to respond, but I think in his style. Scott Boylan with Progressive Traffic coming up on the Mario Solis Merritt Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in with you today. By the way, go to aaron@aaronhartshow.com. I'll get your email, and I do respond if I can. And if not, I read them all. So thanks. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. Time for Scott Boylan with Traffic.
Colorado will be a battleground state. I have to compete here. I have to win here.
Don't let him win. 4:44. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's Mario's show. I'm filling in this week. 303-713-7600. Although tomorrow, I believe Polly Baca will be with you, and then I'll be back on Friday. I want to take as many of your phone calls, as many of your ideas on how Obama should fight back with this latest onslaught of Rovian-style ads out of the McCain campaign, which has decided to take the low road express. David in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, love your program.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I don't think McCain's going to be making it to the election. I think they're going to choose someone else.
You think the Republicans are going to choose someone else?
Oh, yeah. I think McCain's going to back out for health reasons.
Ooh, you think maybe he has cancer?
It doesn't matter. I think he's not being supported on purpose. And I think if you go after McCain, you're wasting your ammunition. Go after the Republicans. You know, say this isn't about drilling or not drilling. This is about market manipulation. And let me show you how.
Well, and the real thing that's driving down oil prices, don't kid yourself, is because Americans have stopped buying gas. That's what's going on. They all think it's, oh, because we threatened to drill. Everybody right. at the American Petroleum Institute knows it's going to take 7 to 10 years. They don't give a darn.
Sure.
The commodities, you know, markets are going to be much faster than that, and the commitments in the contracts. So forget about it. What's really driving down the price of oil, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, is because you and I aren't driving as much.
Well, and I'll tell you how to drive it down even further. All these permits that are out there that aren't being used,
yeah,
make a use it or lose it clause.
Yep.
You don't use it within 1 year, guess what? It's going up for auction.
Because they've already done the environmental studies.
What's that?
They've already done the environmental stories. The part that they won't tell you is they've done the environmental stories. They're already ready to go. They just want an easier, cheaper route or way. They just want to get this advantage while they have it. That may, you know, just because they get offshore drilling doesn't even mean they'll use it.
Right.
You know, they've been sitting on these leases, 600,000 acres of them, some of them offshore, too, by the way, and been refusing to drill. So
sure.
forget
and
it.
If they're under threat of losing their permits, believe me, they'll start drilling.
I can hear the whirling now. Thank you so much for your call. Mark in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Mario Solis Marat Show.
Hi there. Hey, I want to talk about emails and the way those are being used, because, you know, this whole concept, I would not, you know, put the gloves on and go along. I'm kind of like that the gentleman before the last break that says, you know, and what you said too, you know, go after the facts. But I would really start a campaign that would say, look, to the Republicans, your intelligence is being insulted. I mean, for instance, when I get these emails about Barack being a Muslim or putting his hand on the Quran, I sent back to him, you don't really believe that, do you? I mean, can you really believe that this guy's going to, a jihadist? Why, thing to send these emails that might have a naked man with Barack's head on it and Hillary is the woman or something. They're stupid. They're bad taste.
Right.
But they're not insulting to, you know, I got one the other day about McCain and his visit to the Internet, and it was really funny. But and I don't mind those. And even when they're insulting, I don't mind it. But when they're insulting to one's intelligence, I got one. The one about Afghanistan, there's one big on Afghanistan now about a soldier that said he snubbed all the soldiers, and he went, and you got pictures all over CNN of him shaking hands, playing basketball, having dinner. And I said, this is just, I mean, they're just,
it's,
you know,
it's
play into this.
Well, and then they ran the one of him playing basketball in Kuwait as if he was playing basketball the day that he was supposed to go to Landstuhl in Germany.
They turned it around. They got.
I know.
It's
appalling. They lie. Here's what I would do. Here's the attack ad that I would run. Not if I were the Obama campaign, but if I were a 520, I think they're 527s, not 927s.
Yeah.
527. I would do an ad that would show a clip of Willie Horton, a clip of all the really mean, evil, nasty ads they ran against McCain. I would go, does McCain really? And then roll a nasty snippet of one against Obama and then go, does John McCain really want to emulate the right-wing reactionary politics of the past? Or does he want to talk the issues? You know?
Yeah, progressives
for a new America. You know, I mean, or else run a thing about the economy's in the tank. The war in Iraq is on hold. You know, and everybody who's saying, oh, the surge worked. You know, by the way, the surge is officially over today. We'll talk about that in the last hour. But it's like, come on. All these distortions are ridiculous. So just run the straight facts against them with a nice voiceover and good pictures, and we're in. Yeah.
I mean, but the idea is that the independents are voting for him because there's a lot of people who are tired of being insulted and talked down to in the Republican Party and the independents. And that's who you've got to, the ones who are still on the fence, you've got to twist them,
you know,
and say, you're being talked down to, you're being insulted.
And that's even a good tagline, tired of being talked down to, tired of lies and distortions and political advertising. Here's what Obama stands for. You know what I mean? And just do it
exactly.
that way.
And, yeah.
and say tired of the, just and run a tiny little clip because we've all become so accustomed and so turned off by all these things. We'll recognize them and just go, okay, this is the politics of the past. Do you really want this anymore? Or would you like a new day in America? You know, Barack rockforthepeople, you know, .com. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll get to Jackie in Lakewood and Jim in Fort Collins and any of your phone calls as well coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, we've got Sustainability Dave. Dave Hamidis coming up in the next hour, and then we'll talk about whatever we want the last hour. Don't forget, I'm back on Friday. We'll also talk movies on Friday. So stand by 1-303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on The Mario Show. Scott Boylan's coming up with Progressive Traffic right now.
I will not raise your taxes nor support a tax increase. I will not do it.
Great. Wonder what's going to happen when more bridges to nowhere fall down. Hi, Jackie in Lakewood. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and The Mario Show. It's Erin Hart filling in. Hey.
I want to talk about ANWR and why it's not feasible, from what I hear, to drill out there. There's 1 mile of rock at the very top of that deal, and they don't know how much oil is down there, if any. I guess
no, they're actually
sure.
Good estimates, and they think it's going to be pretty much out of the way by 4 or 5 years. So,
well,
max.
Sure, it's going to take 10 to 20 years. But they said all that rock is going to be so costly to drill through. It's just that's why they haven't gone after it before.
That's why it's dumb. Thank you very much, Jackie. Let's go to Jim in Fort Collins. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you remember when George Bush said that America is addicted to oil?
I do. He said it once.
In his big speech, I think it was the State of the Union.
I think it was, yes.
And so just like a drug dealer, what is his solution to the addict?
He's pimping it out. And let me tell you something. Rove made a phone call and said, hey, George, talk a lot about oil drilling because we're going to coordinate it with McCain's campaign.
So they're doing this. So their solution is to
drill
more oil for the addicted public.
Right. So what they're doing is they're just like the guys who stand on the corner and go, you know, the crack dealers who go smoke, 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 crack,
right.
Crack, 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 crack. They're going oil, 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 easy out, easy out, easy out, get high here.
So,
yeah, that's
know,
exactly what they're doing.
As sad as it is to say, if McCain does get reelected, you know, maybe America just has to hit rock bottom like a junkie.
Already hit rock bottom. We are in a recession. People are losing their homes.
People are being
foreclosed upon. What more do you want?
It's like
five banks have failed in the last 2 weeks.
Half the population has hit rock bottom, including myself, because I have to work for a living. But what about the people? It seems like a lot of people are still walking around like everything is fine. Complete denial. They're still driving their big SUVs.
No, a lot of people aren't driving as much. You're wrong. That's one reason why the oil prices are dropping. The major reason why is because people have stopped driving as far and as much in this country. It's been remarkable. It's been stunning.
I agree.
40 million people aren't driving as far as they normally drive. 40 million miles. I'm sorry, Rick. You're right. It's miles.
I agree with that because I've stopped driving.
I've not driven nearly as much. And whenever I drive, I combine 10 different things. You know, tomorrow's, because I have an unexpected day off, tomorrow is run around and do every, you know, work freelance, which because I have some freelance work to catch up with. But it's also drive around and do all of my errands for the rest of the weekday. And that's right. What it is. Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. Marianne in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, good afternoon, Erin.
Good afternoon,
I think
Marianne.
I have a good ad, and I'm surprised that the Democrats haven't done this.
All right, what is it?
Split this screen, okay? It has to be not only on the liberal area.
Right, right.
It has to be on TV. And let McCain say one thing on the one side and then the next thing on the other side.
Ooh.
And then
McCain debating McCain.
Exactly.
Great.
And
great.
Then put at the bottom, do you know McCain? Do you know what he said?
Which
for?
Face of McCain will show up on January 20th, 2009?
Something
yeah.
like that.
The two faces of McCain. Yeah. Not like the two faces of Eve. No,
because
I think it's great.
These were all public things.
Yep, yep.
And they can be reproduced.
Nope, they can be, and they can be used easily, and you don't even cost your money to shoot any of it. You're right. I like it. Let's do it. Thanks a bunch. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario Solis Maric, and we're coming up on, go to www.sustainabilitydave.org. Get a look at his website during the break if you're near a computer, and if you're driving, just ruminate on your sustainability questions. Here is the number to call. I'd like to have some callers for him. I got to hear one of his talks, and his talks are swell, and we will let him talk for a while when he first comes aboard. But I'd also like to offer you the chance to talk to him because he's really smart. He's, by the way, also an Emmy Award-winning cameraman. He's worked on lots of Hollywood shows, including ER. And he's smart. He's fun. He's, you know, one of you and me. He's great. He's hilarious. So, well, not exactly hilarious. He's droll, let's say. It's 4:59. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with Sustainability Dave coming up on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Stay tuned.